look, I like a bit of joining in. I like a little bit of joining in. So if anyone's got any heckles, questions, queries, anything at all, feel free to get involved in the show.
Why are you not married yet?
What, sorry?
Why are you not married after 24 years?
Why am I not married after 24 years? I'm a dreamer, sir. I'm a dreamer. I've always been a dreamer. And I think one day, I could do better. Just men applauding that. Go on, son. 24 years, it's the fucking dream. I love her, I got kids, but yeah, why get lawyers involved? It's fucking crazy.
What's it like being famous? What's it like being famous?
Excellent. No complaints. I tell you what it's like being famous. It's like you live in a lovely little village, right? It's very friendly, but you've got Alzheimer's. It is because everyone knows you, and you don't recognise any company. It's just like I wander around all day, and people go, "All right, Jimmy," and I go, "Hello." The worst one is when you get recognised by someone and they don't know where they know you from. So, like, someone comes up to you in the street and goes, "Did we go to school together?" And it's difficult not to sound awful when going, "Do you own a television?" The worst. Any other? Feel free.
What's the fanciest place you ever wank?
It's a great question. It's got inherent bathos, hasn't it? It's the fanciest place, and then you've had a wank. It's the sacred and the profane coming together. It's beautiful, sir. And a lovely phrasing as well. I very much enjoyed you in Oliver.
Oh, where's the fanciest place you've had a wank? Oh. I tell us, Fagin.
Which is just as a safety thing, the people in the row in front of him, if you could just, you know, make sure your handbags aren't left.
He can't help it. He's a fucking cockney urchin.
Fanciest place I've had a wank. I suppose technically I'm in the Mile High Club. I was on my own. Any other questions? Sorry, the guy, that's a street urchin. The Mile High Club is when you have sex in a plane. I imagine the equivalent in Bromley would be the top deck of the bus. Right? Go on.
I've seen you live five times.
You've seen me live five times? Thanks for the money, baby. I mean, I'm not fucking joking there. That's from the heart. You've seen me live five times. I think I'm getting better. You could be the fucking judge of this. Send us a message afterwards, but I'm fucking trying. Thanks for getting... Always in Bromley?
No.
Thank God. This is a low. Oh, fuck off. Look around. I'm fucking here, aren't I? It's good, I think, to come to these theatres. It's a nice theatre, isn't it?
It's closing down.
It's what, sorry?
Well, where is it?
It's closing.
The council are selling it.
The council are selling it? Might fucking buy it. Yeah, it won't close. Someone will buy it and do something, won't they?
Have a wank in it.
The fanciest place you've ever had a wank. I notice you've got quite a lot of pink in your hair there, madam. What's going on there? Don't know, just... What's your name? Jordan. What do you do, Jordan?
I work at a health club.
You work at a... What, sorry?
A health club.
A health club. What do you do at said health club?
In the calf.
In the calf. So like people have gone, they've worked out, they've gone, I've got a fucking loot. Oh, jammy donuts. It's the fucking point of view. It's insanity. And it, who's this? Your brother. Hello, the brother. Brother, mum, dad. Fucking everyone's here. Some of this will be quite awkward for you. There's very little about incest porn, you'll be happy to hear. What? I mean, it'll get a mention, but there's... What about you, man? What do you do?
Gas engineer.
You're a gas engineer. Of course you are. Hang on a second. Do you, on the gas engineer thing, do you have to like clean the... Because there's a fella that I think could work brilliantly as a chimney sweep.
Would you advise your kids to go into comedy?
Would I advise my kids to go into comedy? Yeah. Fucking easy. It's easy. It's, I don't know, fuck it. If they're funny, I guess. If they're not, it'd be a fucking hard road.
Why are you doing it then?
Pretty bloody good, sir. I didn't... Is it weird for you to talk to someone sort of face on? It sounds like you should be, or you'd normally be driving a cab going, all right, yeah. Fucking what? Sadiq Khan, I shat him. What? That... What's your name, sir? It's a good hacker. What's your name?
Joe.
What's your name?
Joe.
Joe, what do you do, Joe?
I'm a cable joiner.
A cable joiner?
I work with live electric.
You work with live electric? I feel like a careers advisor somewhere is trying to nudge natural selection along. Right, and you get that vibe? Someone's gone, what should Joe do for a living? What's the most dangerous thing? Well, it would be working with electricity. Will he be able to say electricity? No. He would just say, Letrick. Letrick. I work with live Letrick. I join cables. Well, that one's not connected to that one. Thank God for you. Everything's plugged in. Solid work, Joe. Who do you do this live electric work for, Joe?
UK Power Network.
Sounds like a shitty version of the Avengers. Oh, good on you. Any other heckles?
Negatives on tax fraud.
Tax fraud? Well, if you're talking about tax evasion, I don't know anything about that. Tax avoidance? I'm your man. I mean, what you've got to understand is there's a huge difference between tax evasion and tax avoidance. It's about 18 months in prison. Were you... What, sorry?
Your accountant.
You can see my accountant. You can only visit on a Thursday. And you've got to talk through the glass on the phone. I miss you. The loophole now is his fucking ass. What would I do if I wasn't doing comedy? That bloke doesn't think I fucking am. Ruin that. Joe had that locked and loaded. He's fucking nuts. I don't even know why they're plugged in the cable. I don't know. I used to work for a big oil company, so I'd probably be raping the planet. Well, until Mother Earth says her safe word, I think we're okay. I'd like to be an agent. Being an agent's a good fucking deal, isn't it? Get 15% of this and they're at home with their fucking feet up. My agent's lovely. She never said a funny thing in her fucking life. Or the tax man. I'm won by being a tax man. Tax man can fuck off. That's why there's two shows tonight, incidentally. One for me, one for them. Hello, my name is Kerry. I just had new leads on my pacemaker. Can you not make me laugh too much? Where's Kerry? Hi, Kerry. You got a pacemaker? Oh, does he run slightly in front of you? At all times. Just in case. I want to get a good time. So what have you got? Like an arrhythmia?
A defibrillator.
You've got a defibrillator? Yeah. What, attached?
Yeah.
At all times?
Yeah.
I think it might be time to give it up, love. Take a fucking hint. I think... You only sat down the front because you walked towards the light. It's over. Boom. What if it had happened though? So what? So what, when did you have this? So you got it redone, did you?
Yeah.
What, so you went in October, got the thing, and then you got it serviced.
Yeah.
And so when you say leads, I believe the technical term is electric cable. It's Britain's most terrifying surgeon. Was he smoking a woodbine, is he did? You've had cowboys in there. Oh. So when people tell you about being brokenhearted, you go, fuck off. I'll show you a fucking knackered one. Good on you. It was nice to have you here. I'm glad you made it. Fella in second row, far right, as you look, called Ben, turnt up with about 5 birds, couldn't pull a chain at school. What's he playing at? Where's Ben? All right, Ben. Ben, I can't help noticing you've turned up with 5 birds. You couldn't pull a chain at school. Christ. What's going on with the ladies?
It's a Friday night.
Let me take a look at these hooers. Hello. How do you know this guy? He's your husband. Right. That's your sister.
Yeah.
Okay, so
that's
wife,
that's
sister-in-law.
My brother-in-law.
Yeah, no, I understand how that works, yeah. And then who are these other two bitches? What, sorry? You bought the tickets. Okay. What, sorry? You have nothing to do with them. Okay. Good luck, Ben. Ben, just, if you're plying women with booze, know when it's done. Can you tell the Italian in row E that he's a and the old man trainers have got to go, or I will? Where's the Italian in row... Hi. Who's it? What are the old man trainers? What have you?
They're Timberlands, they're beige, and they've got...
He's got beige Timberlands. Someone's like visibly shocked. I don't mind jokes about paedophilia, but... Ah! Beige Timberlands? Are you with said man?
Yes.
And where are you from in Italy, mate?
Pescara.
What, sorry?
Pescara.
Pescara. I think you're saying it wrong. Are you on a date with this fella then? Is that what's going on, or you've been together a while?
A while.
A while? Yeah, it's just meant to be a holiday thing, fucking the way to it. You're not meant to get takeout? Fucking lunatic. More pepper. Please make a fuss of my sister Erin, who is out looking for new cock. It's also her birthday. Where's Erin? Where are you, Erin?
Erin,
where are you? Hi, Erin. So what do you do, Erin?
Anything.
I meant more for a living, not sexually, where did she draw the line, but... Go on, what'd you do, Erin?
Stuff.
She can't say, because she not pronounce it. Is it chiropody? Go on, what do you do, Erin?
I work for the government.
You work for the government?
Ooh.
She makes it sound fancy. Our government or like Islamic State? Why is it... Why can't you say? You don't want to? Oh. Well, maybe that attitude is why you're single.
Works for the tax office.
Well, no wonder we haven't met. Happy birthday.
Hello, I'm Jimmy Carr, and I've got a new tour. It's called Jimmy Carr Laughs Funny. Now, I think jokes are like magnets. They attract some people. Some people like my comedy, and a million of you came to see me on my last tour. Thanks very much, by the way. But like magnets, jokes attract and they repel. Some people are repelled by my sense of humour. If that's you, don't come and see me live. But if you like this kind of thing, come and see Jimmy Carr Laughs Funny. I'll be everywhere. Go to jimmycarr.com for details.